This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
News, analysis, reports. It's the Alex Jones Show. Sweet
dreams are made of... Allie Alexander's taken over, then Owen Schroyer, Roger Stone, and more in the war room. We got the clip coming up at the start of the next segment. I'll introduce Alexander. Schumer just called for more sanctions on Russia. Trump is sending tow missiles to the rebels for a year. Huge economic operations crushing Russia. I don't think Russia even deserves, but everything else I agree with Trump on. I see communist China as a threat. Mark Dice, I really appreciate you at markdice.com and all the work you're doing. You're being blocked and censored. You know, so your average video had 1 million views. Now your average has a 500,000. But it's a real testament that your fans come to the actual Mark Dice site on YouTube. They got to do the same thing for InfoWars, the same thing for everything. And, you know, I saw the censorship intensifying a few years ago. So we have our own streams at InfoWars.com/show. We have our own videos we're posting now. It's very expensive, but we're doing it. So Mark, you know, people said, well, you just get off YouTube. Well, it's already half the video views in the world. They advertise for us to come there. We follow the rules, then they cheat us. No, this is fraud. We need to stand up against it.
Yeah, I see so many people want us to put our tail between our legs and leave to another platform, but no, we need to fill it with more conservative content. And you know, I think there was a quote, I think it's from Inside Man, an old movie from a decade ago, that the greatest currency is respect. And that's why my fans do the best that I can to earn and gain their respect. And that's why I've been able to develop such a large channel, same with you, because nobody respects CNN. Nobody, Anderson Cooper doesn't respect his audience. He despises them. He's a parasite.
He preys on them.
Off of them. And these people, their time has come. Their time, they've missed the boat. Now they're astroturfing to try to keep up with this modern technology. And we keep crushing them. And we need the midterms coming in 3.5 months. If time flies, we need to schedule the vote. You need to look at voting in the midterm and in the 2020 election as like paying your taxes. If you don't do it, the government's going to screw you. And it's a little bit of a hassle. You got to schedule.
And I agree. Let's say we have the red wave that even with fraud looks like we're going to have. Do they capitulate then or they just get crazier?
That I'm not sure. We're in uncharted territory. But I know that we have to get in touch with our congressperson and educate them about the censorship on social media. And so we can have more legitimate questions when these people are testifying, and so we can get new bills perhaps introduced so that we can't be shut down and
censored. No, I agree. That's the key, and please help us with this Mike Adams report and Paul Watson report that are on InfoWars.com. These are scholarly. These detail it all. And I mean, Mark, we need your help. We need to get this report, the censorship master plan decoded, to the president, which we've done, and to Congress. Please help us.
I definitely will. I'll be retweeting that as soon as I get off the show. Always great to be with you, Alex. It's incredible what you guys are doing. And it's incredible to see the attacks against us. I mean, it's you can't even imagine the things that they're doing. And then they pull them out of their sleeves, literally calling for you to be banned. The manipulation of the social media, YouTube now, literally paying $25 million to AstroTurf YouTubers, embracing, you know, Hollywood celebrities as the new YouTuber, giving them consultants. I had to figure out how to do this, what camera, how to do the lighting, what time to post the videos, how to make a thumbnail. All of these people now, the mainstream media, which missed the boat, they're getting the consultants and the cash. YouTube,
and they're invading, and they're propping them up, and they're force feeding, and it's still failing. And that's what's so crazy about this is really epic, my friend. And I just have a gut-level feeling we're going to win as long as we just keep pressing the attack. But like you said, we need our own platforms, which you're building, I've built. We have to do it. The listeners have to understand they're the only reason we're still standing. We do respect them because they are, you know, Mark Dice. They are Alex Jones. Our listeners, our viewers, our supporters, they're the reason CNN and so many people are upset. What an incredible time to be alive, and thank God for Donald Trump, huh?
He is a godsend. He has delayed the, you know, the bankruptcy moral and financial of this country perhaps decades into the future. And that's why they keep on pressing against him. And when I can sit in my apartment and make a video and get 250,000 views, quarter of the audience of CNN, when I'm one guy on a laptop in my kitchen, That is dangerous to the mainstream establishment when they're spending.
And that's your lowball video. Exactly. It's amazing. People want choice. God bless you, Mark. Great job.
Good to be with you, Alex.
Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I can speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much. Much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139.
Listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
We now take you live.
From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
And we are the real American free market resistance to the globalists. They claim they're the resistance, yeah, to us. Ali Alexander is about to take over. Political consultant, philosopher, activist, all the great work he's done with the Trump campaign, you name it. Patreon.com, Ali Alexander, Twitter, at Ali, organizer, AmericanPriority.com. But I wanted to play Chuckie Schumer's response, and I never got to all these clips today. If Alexander wants to play them, I know he's got a guest coming on about the globalists trying to crash the economy. Will they be successful? Talk about treason. You've got Brennan calling Trump treasonous for meeting with Putin when every other president meets with Russian leaders. They just think you have no memory. But I've got Trump on Hillary's server, Putin on intelligence and Soros, Putin on compromising info on Trump in Moscow. I may play that before I go to Alexander. I've got so many of these clips. The war room's coming up in about 53 minutes. But here's Chuckie Schumer when he's this Democrat globalist, anti-American guy that sold us out to China. Here he is saying more sanctions on Russia when Trump, quite frankly, one of the few things he's done bad is beat the hell out of Russia for no reason. Here it is.
Our allies will consider abandoning us, possibly for China and others. And Putin's Russia will emerge stronger for it. That's what he wants, and that's what President Trump inexplicably is helping him do. Our Republican colleagues can take steps right now to push back against this slippery slope the president has put us on. Speaker Ryan today said nice things, but talk is not enough. We need action, bipartisan, strong action. And we need our Republican colleagues to stand up for the good of this country. I am asking our Republican colleagues to do four things. First, they can start by refusing to water down and instead decide to ratchet up sanctions against Russia.
Sit, pause.
In the House.
Back up a few seconds if you can. This is the globalist traitor. This is the globalist who's selling America out, trying to point at some foreign country and going, that's the enemy, when Russia can hardly get its streetlights working nationwide. When they sold out to China. Hollywood's owned by China now. And he's just up there like he's the patriot, and all of us, red-blooded Americans that believe in the Second Amendment, private property, all of it, we're the enemy. I mean, just how are we ruled by this piece of crap? Let's go back to him.
Sanctions against Russia. In the House, there is right now an effort to ratchet these sanctions down. Given what Mr. Putin said today, given the indictments, given what Mr. Trump said today.
Pause again. The indictments. They already had 13 bots indicted. The people showed up. It's all fake. Ali Alexander is going to take over right now. The war room's coming up. They'll have coverage of the big historic press conference. It's the left trying to take my free speech, the left trying to take my guns, the left on TV saying, let's bankrupt this recovery. I mean, the Russians were in my business, I'd say they're the enemy. But I don't see them in my life. I don't see the Russian fingerprints or footprints on anything I'm doing. God, I wish it was that easy. No, it's the left. It's the globalists. It's the universities. It's the anti-free speech groups. They're the ones constantly. It's the Antifa. It's these bullies, and they want to imprison Dinesh D'Souza, and they want to put me in prison, and they want to shut me up and shut you up, and they want to kidnap and rape the president's son, and they're a group of crazy people. So, Ali Alexander, thanks for taking over. God bless you, and I know you got a special guest coming on, an economist about, we probably play the clip of, him even defending it, Bill Maher saying, yeah, I want to bankrupt people to get them under my control. I mean, that's called feudalism. Ali Alexander, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thank you, Alex. And, America, I kind of agree with Alex Morris. How are we ruled by these idiots? I mean, you have these reporters in Finland asking the president of these two countries that occupy 90% of the nuclear weapons in the world these stupid, dumb questions. I actually liked it when President Putin described the intelligence gathering process and how impossible it would be to have the foresight that Donald Trump would run for president, be elected president, or memorize all the businessmen that are coming to Moscow or St. Petersburg. We're absolutely ruled by idiots. And, I'll tell you, I've got this theory. It's called the avatar culture. We're all living in signals. And this isn't just the left, right? The left has virtue signaling. They want to say, well, we care about the gays. We care about the blacks. We care about the poor. And none of their policies actually address any of these issues. But the right has much of the same thing. And what you see from the right now is I was going through my Twitter this morning and I was like, oh my gosh, this is a disaster of a press conference. Everyone I know and I respect it was saying Trump is selling out the United States. And I even texted the InfoWars producer and I was like, I'm going to have some choice words for the president. But I want to make sure that before I got on the air, before I talked to millions of patriots, and that I listened to the press conference myself. And I'll tell you, it wasn't night and day, but there was a huge stark difference from the isolated quotes. And this is what I want to encourage everyone to do. For the first time ever, I'm going to say, don't listen to me. Don't listen to Alex Jones. Don't listen to the mainstream media. Go watch 35 minutes of reporters, Vladimir Putin, and Donald Trump talking about these issues and decide for yourself, because it was night and day. When I read those quotes and I said, oh my gosh, Donald Trump's throwing America under the bus a little bit. I get what he's doing, right? He's fighting.
There's all out of context, and that's what they do. Trump is sending tow missiles to Ukraine. Trump is crushing them on energy. Trump is it's too much. And then he's conciliatory, I guess lubing up Russia while he does it. I think it's too much, actually.
Yeah. Well, Alex, it's a part of the negotiation technique, right? So he understands now, this is something that Reagan probably couldn't have even understood, that the negotiations have to happen in public. So to disrespect Putin is going to invite retaliation. But if he can retaliate, I think, against Russia, and the media is not going to cover that, well, then he forces Putin at the table. I think that this is strategically brilliant, even though, he's hitting
Russia. Sure, because attacking Russia emboldens him with the Russian population. This is actually the most diabolical anti-Russian plan, to tell Putin how much he loves him and loves Russia while we're stabbing him in the stomach, which I want to work with Russia and get their resources and come together. They're not the Chi-Coms. I see America's destiny as real trade, like Ron Paul says. I think Trump's over-aggression towards Russia is one of his only bad spots.
Yeah. I think I'm a little bit more hawkish than you, and so we might diverge a little bit on it. But, he is a hawk. I mean, he's a super hawk.
Well, no, I'm fine with being hawkish, and I get the Russians respect strength. The Russians don't own Hollywood. The Russians aren't taking up. The Chi-Coms are the problem.
Oh, entirely. It's our number one geopolitical foe right now.
Exactly. So making it about Russia is a strategic distraction by the globalists that have sold us out to China. That's the real threat. That's why it's treason to obsess on Russia all day. A U.S.-Russian alliance with Russian raw minerals and infrastructure and their raw material would take America into the next century with Russia with us. We won't defeat China with their aggressive stance into the next century if we don't make a deal with China.
Bingo.
With Russia.
Bingo. And this is what Ronald Reagan understood. Ronald Reagan went from a hawk to a guy who brokered peace. And if we don't take Russia with us into this next age, it makes us harder to negotiate with these rogue states. It makes it, you know, it destabilizes North Korea.
Exactly. We make a deal with Russia. We have that entire arc through Eastern Europe, Asia, yes. Central Asia.
World peace.
The whole crescent, that's the, you win the whole game with that. It's a no-brainer. But see, the globalists want continue crisis politics. And I'd love to be friends with China. But our own elites put the Chi-Coms in power and are using them for global domination.
Total global domination. You know, in fact, when I have my guests on here in a couple of minutes, we're going to even talk about that America's elites are eyeing China and Singapore as their plan Bs. As they rape and pillage America, they're going to try to force a recession down our throat here in the next 12 months. And we can only hope and pray that it doesn't happen before the midterms because they want to take Trump out of power.
So what's the headline coming up? Globalists attempting to crash U.S. economy ahead of midterms.
Yep.
Economists, globalists attempting to crash U.S. economy ahead of midterms. And hell, they're on TV saying it. Ali Alexander takes over right now. Really smart guy. Having an open, free debate here. We'll be right back. Newswars.com. Get that report on censorship of the Internet to Congress. They're having hearings tomorrow. Please accept this mission, listeners. If you don't take action, they may win. We'll be back.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally at Heart and Body Extract? We've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dylan Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dylan Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dylan Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dylan Bottle today at BYLN.co. That's BYLN.co.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Ali Alexander. I'm hosting the last hour of Alex's show here on InfoWars, InfoWars.com. Go ahead, if you're online, and click that share button. You're not going to want to miss the next 40 minutes where we're going to talk about the agenda of the globalists. You know, Bill Maher said this earlier. They want to crash the economy to hurt the Republican majority. Really, it's a Trump majority, right? We've seen the Republicans act more conservative, more Trumpian, since Donald Trump has called his own party to the mat. And so I'm going to introduce a friend of mine. This is a guy I actually talk to pretty frequently. I manage my own portfolio. I keep track of the news. I don't follow the fake news. Instead, I make money on the real news. But I always have a couple of people that I put around me to keep me sane. And one of those is my friend Edward Dowd. Edward Dowd is a former BlackRock guy. BlackRock is making some news today because they're pushing for a Bitcoin ETF. But Ed's no longer associated with them. Instead, he's a woke. He's a red-pilled Wall Street analyst who agreed to come on today and talk about the possibility of a coming recession within the next 12 to 18 months. I think, frankly, it could be sooner. But we're going to talk about this all with Ed. We're going to have a fruitful discussion. Right now, he's raising funds for one of his funds that really indexes and models what the economy is doing. His performance has been remarkable. It's why I've come to rely on him. And he's calling from Hawaii. How are you, my friend?
I'm good, Ali. Thanks for having me on today. I appreciate it. With my partners, we're launching a new firm, Ocean Square Asset Management. It's a global macro hedge fund. We're pre-launch, so we don't have any assets yet. We've been running a model portfolio since Labor Day of last year. So we are in the process of trying to find someone to go into business with us and partner with us and give us a seed investor spot. So that's what we're trying to do. But I can share with you what we're seeing now. What I think is going to happen. I mean, obviously, I don't know exactly what's going to happen, but, what we're seeing is starting to concern me from an economic recession standpoint.
Yeah, and Ed, and just to give a little background on some of our private conversations, you know, I'm not one, I love my friends, but I'm not one to brag, but, you know, you and I were talking, you know, February 5th, 6th, 7th, and then boom, 8th, the market drops. We see that massive correction. February, you and I were talking towards the end of March. I think it was March 25th or 24th. And boom, you called that one. And I said, okay, well, this guy is seeing something on a macro level that I'm also seeing at the political level. And you told me something that was really salient. You said, you know, a lot of these recessions are triggered by the Federal Reserve.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's, you know, this is not something that's advertised, but we talk about it all the time on Wall Street. And typically speaking, more often than not, a recession is due to Fed policy error. They over-tighten, financial conditions worsen, liquidity is withdrawn from the system. Some sort of excess that had been building in the system is exposed. And then they furiously then play catch-up and start to loosen monetary policy, but by then it's usually too late and a recession has taken hold and they're usually always behind the eight ball. And I think, given what I'm seeing in the asset classes that we follow and how we're positioned, we're starting to see, we're of the opinion that we're in the early stages of the Fed, probably has already made a policy error, and it's starting to affect the asset markets, which sends signals to us.
So what are some of these signals that you guys over at Ocean Squared are seeing and that you've modeled your so far successful, you know, portfolio after?
So we play in bonds, so my partners are fixed income. I'm equity. We're playing bonds, currencies, and equities. And we started to see technically that the dollar was putting in a, you know, we follow cycles, was putting in a major four-year cycle low in February. We also saw that bonds, the U.S. 30-year Treasury bond, was putting in a three-year cycle low, or we thought it was. So we made some bets in the model portfolio, and we are currently expressing our dollar bullishness by being short the euro, the South African rand, the Chilean peso, and the Australian dollar. We're so bullish on the dollar, and I think it's something that needs to be understood is Trump is very bullish. His policies are very bullish and pro dollar. And so I'm going to say something that's going to sound pretty crazy, but you know, if you look at the long term downtrend of the dollar, that downtrend has been broken in the last couple of years, and the dollar, this is a very long downtrend since going back to the 70s. And the dollar, you know, had a little correction here the last 2 years. It weakened a little bit, but we think the dollar put in its 4-year cycle low. It could go by the end of this 4-year cycle. We could see it going back to 121 on the Dixie, wow, DXY, and that would be the prior top in 2000. And you know, I can tell you, is that technically what we see? I can tell you what the fundamental reasons are if you want to hear those.
Yeah, well, before we get into that, I'll tell you, when Donald Trump won, which, you know, I mean, I do this for a living, and yet still 2-3 hours into the night, I said, there's no way that we're going to win. In fact, I was so bearish on Donald Trump winning that night, even though I wanted him to win, right, I supported him, I bet my younger friends $100 a piece saying, well, we're not going to win Florida. You know, I knew that I could put my money on that. And so I lost about $400, $500 that night to the guys who were, you know, we were all wearing our MAGA hats. We were celebrating. And, you know, but the next day I got up and I wiped myself off of politics. Instead, I said, you know what? I need to readjust my portfolio now that Hillary's not going to rig the economy for solar, get us into war with Russia via Syria, capitulate to China, et cetera, et cetera. And I started investing in some biotech because what I realized is Donald Trump was a nationalist and a populist, but he had conservative policies that, you know, had been coming from Cato, Heritage Foundation, and they were all going to be swooped into the White House. These are ideas that hadn't been tested in 30 or 40 years, and I was excited to test some of these theories, and my stock portfolio has been booming ever since. But I will say, you know, you hit something that I thought too. I said, okay, well, this is going to be interesting. I don't want anyone to think that we're talking down the economy. You know, Trump and the Republicans have been wildly successful at the economy, but the market has grown at such a fast rate that I have some concerns, especially when you have the Federal Reserve, especially when you have the globalists, especially when you have George Soros, especially when you have China trying to match even with the petrodollar. So this is really interesting that you brought up, you know, we're a minute away from the break, but you brought up something that stuck out to me, and I was betting on a strong dollar, whereas everyone was really bullish on gold because they were saying, oh, well, Donald Trump isn't predictable. We'll buy gold. I said, no, 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 no. If this guy implements Republican conservative policies, we are going to be American again, baby. And I'm glad that you touched that. But China seems threatened by this, don't they?
Oh, absolutely. And China's had a very difficult time of it. Their stock market has depreciated over 20%. It's officially in a bear market. Their economy, as you and I know, they produce, you know, quarter in and quarter out, 7% GDP growth rates. Which,
right,
if you know anything about fraud, that's a Goldseek Excel spreadsheet kind of thing. So, you know, in many ways, the Chinese economy is a little bit like Bernie Madoff on a national scale. But you know, Bernie Madoff didn't have a printing press in other countries that would, you know, help feed him, you know, help him out if he get into trouble. So, China's waiting to blow up. China right now is slowing down precipitously. We're playing that, but we're short semiconductors. I started
and
picking up some very...
Hold that thought on China. We're going to come back after the break. You guys are listening to The Alex Jones Show. We'll be right back to talk about China. China.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties.
Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
Let's say China. China.
China.
China.
China.
China.
China.
China.
China.
China.
China.
China. We're talking about... You go over to China.
China. China.
And we're warning against a potential recession, folks. You guys need to know this. You can't just trust people managing your money. You also have to be aware, which is why I have one of the smartest guys in the business, my friend Edward Dow. We had to cut him off to go to a hard break. But, Ed, you were telling us that China, who, you know, on their balance sheet, governing a billion people, said that they've been, you know, growing at 7%. But you don't think that's the case, and you think that there's other fundamentals that are going to that, you know, they're officially in the bear market, you told us. So what else are you seeing in regards to China and how that relates to us and what we need to be on the lookout for?
Right, so I'll get back to my fundamental reasons for why the dollar is going up as well. But let me start with China. So China, look, it's been a well-known publicized joke on Wall Street that the Chinese economy numbers that they present to us are fraudulent. But that's been, you know, we've been okay with that, winking a nod, ha, ha, ha. But here we are, and China's, you know, the amount of debt that they've accrued since, you know, the early 2000s is eye-popping. Donald Trump is, his policies are really having an impact on their stock market. The trade deficit, as obviously it's a joke, I mean, the amount of, you know, they can't hurt us, but we can definitely hurt them. And Trump knows that, and that's the leverage he's using. So China stock market has rolled quite significantly. And the data points I was picking up in June was that semiconductors were rolling hard. And semiconductors are the tip of the spear from an economic standpoint. They're global, and China consumes a lot of them, as well as, you know, everybody else. And so I was hearing that literally orders were just falling out of the bed, things were getting pulled. And factories that we heard were going to get built, those plans were put on hold. These are coming from high-level executives that I know. So, you know, and then if you look at the price action of the semiconductors, let's marry what I heard with price action. The semiconductor stocks have relatively underperformed the general market. They did not make a new high in this last high, and they're looking quite awful right now. So we're short, you know, some semiconductor stocks to reflect our you know, bearishness on China and the global economy. And, you know, look, when the Fed is basically the interest rate of the world, and they're raising rates, the other central banks are starting to have to follow, even though they don't want to. And a stronger dollar has caused a liquidity situation in the emerging economies. And the problem is that over the last 10 years, 15 years since the early 2000s, the emerging markets have been issuing debt in dollar-denominated issuances.
So this is India. You know, this is India.
India, China, Turkey, you name all of them. Brazil, you know, all of them. And so the amount of it's estimated that the dollar amount of emerging market debt in dollars is $7 to $9 trillion. So as interest rates go up, and our currency appreciates, the dollar appreciates, that's very bad for them. They have to start paying back. It becomes a debt crisis eventually. If you look at what's going on in Turkey, that's exactly what's happening. So what's going on is globally we're seeing the slowing first because of the rising dollar. And eventually, I think it makes its way back to the U.S. for, you know, a potential, you know, slowing of our economy or recession. And the timing of it's unclear, but we're seeing that in the asset markets, that the yield curve is flattening. We're long 30-year treasuries because we believe that, you know, that's, you know, that yields, like I said, bonds have bottomed, and we think that the yield curve will invert at some point here over the next, you know, 3 to 6 months. The 10-30 curve is down to about 10 basis points. And that's at levels we haven't seen since 2007. So, you know, even though things are going great, and by the way, when markets and economies roll over, they usually roll over when things are very, very good. And things are very, very good. But what's going on is the second derivative is starting to change. And the dollar, I believe, and the Fed raising interest rates are the two causes of this. And, you know, quickly, you know, Trump is really pro-dollar, his policies. The corporate tax rates have now brought investment back to this country.
Thank God. Thank God.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, long-term, that's a good thing. Short-term,
otherwise, we had all this foreign investment coming in. And, you know, and I'm not opposed to it, right? We have this Foxconn plant in Wisconsin. That's going to help Governor Walker. That might help Republicans. At the end of the day, it's going to help Americans, and that's important. But, you know, if you go to places like Irvine, California, I mean, I'm obviously not a racist. I'm not a racist. I'm half black, half Arab. My best friend is Vietnamese. But when I flew into L.A. and I went around Irvine, I was like, okay, well, is this entire town owned by Chinese nationals. And I was hearing from the locals there who had been there for decades that, yeah, basically, they go in and they buy these homes for cash. And then when they go back to China, they'll leave these Louis Vuitton or Gucci bags. Like, they're buying so much with cash. And we were suffering the Obama non-recovery. So what would you say to someone who's listening to this and they're saying, well, this is technical mumbo jumbo. You know, Obama and his friends and Janet Yellen held down the economy. Trump is bringing it back. How can we possibly reach, how can we possibly go into a recession even in the next 10 years?
Well, look, cycles occur and interest rates and liquidity have a powerful impact on the asset markets, and the asset markets lead the real economy. So, again, I don't believe there's going to be a financial crisis. I believe this will be a bump in the road and be much like potentially what happened to Ronald Reagan. In his second year, he had a recession, and then things really took off. So I don't fear the recession. You'll have an opportunity. You'll have an opportunity to buy assets on the cheap.
Yeah, and I like that. And you know what? That's the great thing that conservatives, populists, nationalists, and Republicans are doing. They're strengthening our country, right? And I told my friends this in D.C. They said, Ollie, you know, you used to be with us. Why are you so much more Trumpian? You know, you're an ideological conservative. Why are you kind of getting wishy-washy with Trump when it comes to NAFTA or tariffs? And I told them simply, I'm done watching the obliteration of the culture in Pennsylvania, in West Virginia, in Ohio. And if I have to go to the dollar store and pay $2 more for a product and generations can grow up in Dayton, Ohio, in Falling Waters, West Virginia, in Scranton, Pennsylvania, well, then that's good for the country. That's good for people. And fundamentally, I think it's also a national security issue. Donald Trump believes that we ought to have some manufacturing base here. We ought to have things here. And what I find interesting, and I warn people this would happen, Donald Trump is restoring order. He's making sovereignty great again. You alluded to it with Turkey's doing this. China's doing this. They're all trying to get their currency to be more liquid on the international stage, but Donald Trump is gobbling it all up with the U.S. dollar. It's a very exciting time to be alive, and I agree with you. You know, in a recession, I'm going to lean in on these fundamentals that have made people like Warren Buffett rich. You know, I'm going to bet big on the American people.
I mean, think of it this way, Ollie. So the last at least 10, 15 years has been weak dollar policy since the top in 2000. And
selling us out to the globalists.
And, well, you know, however you want to categorize it, it's been a weak dollar policy. Well, if you look at the long-term charts, you look at what Donald Trump's policies are, the dollar is going to be strengthening. So what does that mean? That means more investment here in the U.S., dollars coming home. And, of course, because the system in the world globally has been geared towards a weak dollar, there is going to be pain as that regime shift happens. And we're going to see that pain in the form of economic slowdown. But our slowdown will be way less than it will be in the emerging economies in China because of their reliance on a weak dollar.
And that's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. It's a competition. Everyone on the world stage, it's a competition, and Donald Trump wants America to be first. After the break, we're going to talk about more strategies. We're going to pick Ed's brain. Fear not. America first.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads. well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Well, I think I see another side, maybe still another light that shines.
Y'all, we are talking about the market. We're talking about the market. This is sometimes it's very hard to talk about the market because people think about the economy. You know, the economy is not the market. The market's not the economy. The market is a part of the economy. And helping us guide us through this in our last segment is Edward Dowd. He is a partner at Ocean Squared. He's running a model portfolio. They're raising funds for their fund. And it's been really remarkable, and I've really actually enjoyed our friendship. My mother says this. She says, Ollie, sometimes you're too transactional. But what I like about our friendship is you share your expertise with me. I share my expertise with you. And, boy, we've called a lot of things right together. And, you know, I love, you know, if, let's throw Ed's Twitter account up on the screen. But, you know, I love retweeting you. And one of the things that, you know, you encouraged me to take a second look at is I'm a technologist. You know, they call it the FANG stocks, right? But these things have been growing at such an alarming rate without increasing their revenues at the same rate that there's got to be some type of retracement, right? I mean, there was with Bitcoin. Why wouldn't there be with Netflix or Facebook, especially when they're busy pissing off half their base, the conservatives in America, the people who have the money? You know, are you concerned at all about these what has been dubbed the FANG stocks? Facebook, Apple, Netflix, Google?
Absolutely. So, you know, look, the way we're positioned, we're not short the stock market. We're shorting some stocks and we're long some stocks. So we're kind of neutral to stock market, but making bets on what we think might go up and might go down. And I told you we're short semiconductor stocks, but we're also short three of the FANG stocks. One of them has been working in the short term for us. The other two have been a little problematic for us, but we think we're close. We think the stock market is in the process of topping out here short term. The FANGs, I have some real issues with the FANGs. They've been phenomenal performers. Their revenue growth has been great, but I think the second derivative on their revenue growth is about to turn. I also think that the regulatory issues that you and I talked about in February in D.C. are coming to the forefront. And, you know, I'm watching Alex and others being censored by Facebook and Google. And, you know, that's not going to sit well with a lot of Republican congressmen. And today Alex talked about they're going to get some reports to these congressmen to show them what's going on. So, if I'm a betting man, technically I see them topping, and then I see regulatory action coming down the pike, and I think what's behind the curtain is going to be very, very problematic for them and very, very unsettling for lots and lots of people. The amount of control that they have over our dialogue in this country, and I'm not bullish on these stocks. I think they have a tremendous amount of downside once they turn.
Well, what's really interesting, what struck me as interesting is when Mark Zuckerberg, and Facebook's been tremendously kind to me, you know, not conservatives in general, but to me, they've sponsored my parties in D.C. You know, the Facebook government team has been absolutely wonderful to me, full disclosure. But when Mark Zuckerberg, the CEO and founder of Facebook, said that, well, we are willing to accept regulations on advertisements, I thought, well, that's your moneymaker. And I thought, well, wow, he's really acting like a media institution because he doesn't want to be regulated right in the areas of speech. He doesn't want to be regulated in the areas of fairness or censorship. They're entirely willing to take regulation on the advertising front. And I have to believe, well, you're willing to let your stock price take a hit theoretically? Because, come on, more regulation inside of the advertising space makes the ads convert less, right? More text, more gobbledygook. More disclosure is going to lead to fewer people, fewer marketing departments, and fewer advertisers placing these buys. And I thought, wow, we really live in such an Orwellian system where these companies aren't after money. They're after influence. They're after power. They're after control. And we know once you control thought, you control speech. And this is why it's so important for us to, you know, declare this or declare that. But, you know, it's so salient when you told me that. I mean, if you look at the technical case, we've got to see some type of retracement. And if you look at what some of, you know, I don't make it too public, but you know it. You know, I've talked to a number of members of Congress. In fact, the House Judiciary Chairman, Bob Goodlatte, is a friend of mine. You know, I lived in Lynchburg for a number of years. And the congressman out of Roanoke. And, you know, a number of these other senators and congressmen are very, very concerned about this issue. Ted Cruz, Rand Paul, Mike Lee, a number of them. And, you know, I told one major CEO, everyone, you know, on Twitter knows I have a relationship with a couple of CEOs in Silicon Valley, some major ones. And I told them, I said, if y'all don't get your crap together by January, you know, you're going to see the ire of the Republican Party so long as we are still in the majority. And I think that we are going to be in the majority. Are other analysts in Wall Street recognizing that Republicans are willing to put aside some of their conservative ideology and regulate a lot of these spaces if they're going to continue to come down on consumers and our speech?
So it's actually the opposite. So let me tell you why the stocks have worked well after Zuckerberg's congressional testimony last, I think it was April. So here's the reason why these stocks are hitting slight new highs is that it's the belief on Wall Street that Mark Zuckerberg is now willing to be regulated, but he's going to help write most of the regulations, and it's going to be look over here, don't look over here, and in the net effect, it's going to actually destroy the competition, and it's going to be more power to the monopolist. So that's why these stocks are going up. Wall Street is betting that it's going to be business as usual. and that the crony capitalism is going to continue. That's the bet. So if you want, and I'm taking the opposite bet, that the populism worm is here, globalism is over, the crony capitalism is, I think, it's almost too untenable to get away with it. There's too many eyeballs on it. They're trying to censor and deplatform other people. So my bet is technically we were getting exhaustion sell signals on these stocks, and I think fundamentally we're going to start to hear some bad news for them on the regulatory front, and also I think more and more, I think we're going to start to see whistleblowers come forward. I think there's going to be more discovery of things, nefarious things that they've been up to. So, you know, the Wall Street, I think, has it wrong. That's the opportunity. That's why I'm betting against them. I think Wall Street's off on this.
What is that? Buy the rumor, sell the news, or what's that quote? And would you tell our audience what that means?
Buy the rumor, sell the news. Yeah. So stocks are a discounting mechanism, and what that means is by the time you're reading the headline on a stock, the news, all of it's already been discounted and smart investors have already figured it out. And the stock has already either gone,
right,
gone down to that point or up to the point. So by the time you hear the news, it's too late.
Yeah. Mom and pops are kind of screwed. These other guys, they're playing with inside information or legally obtained information, and they're playing pre-market, you know.
It's not inside information. They're putting together the analyst mosaic. They're more informed than the general person, and they start to become cautious on a stock, and slowly the stock starts to relatively underperform. And by the time a stock, you know, has the washout event, you know, that's the news has been revealed for the most part.
So get us back to the dollar. So we've talked about the FANGs, we've talked about China. Get us back to the dollar.
Yeah.
The final case you want to make in 60 seconds on the dollar.
Okay, so I believe we're at a four-year cycle low. I'm a cycle believer, and the dollar on average has from major low to low is 4 years, and we had it in February. Interest rate differentials between us and the rest of the world, the Fed's been leading, so that's going to cause people to become more attracted to our bonds and our treasuries, which will then create a bid for dollars. Again, Trump's policies are very dollar bullish, corporate tax rates being lowered, repatriation of offshore funds. Also, he's going to have a budget deficit, which is going to crowd out other countries, and we're going to fund our deficit that way because of the interest rate differential. So that'll cause a bid for dollars. I talked about the $9 trillion in emerging market debt that's denominated in dollars. So effectively, those countries are short the dollar. So that'll start to feed on itself. And then ultimately, as the global economy slows, there's always a safety bid for the dollar. So the dollar, in my mind, is looking fantastic. And long-term, I'm looking at 121 potentially. I know that sounds insane, but that's it.
It doesn't sound insane if you've listened and been a fly on the wall in the conversations between myself, Ali Alexander, and Edward Dowd, especially prior to February 8th, March 25th. You know, I'm bullish on you, Ed. We're at the close of it. You know what? I like the dollar. Let's keep doing that. We'll have you back in the future. Thank you guys for listening to the Alex Jones Show, Infowars.com. Support the cause.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion dollars for their clients in all 50 states, and claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.